Hello, and welcome to Hey, I Loved That Movie, the podcast where we rewatch the films we loved when we were younger to see if they still hold up. I'm Dan.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Helena.
And for this episode, we watched Godzilla, the one from 1998 with Matthew Broderick in it.
The worst one.
So there were bits that I remembered. Mm-hmm. And then there was probably about an hour and a half that I didn't, because fuck, this movie was long.
It took forever. Just
yeah.
Killed
the it's damn got
dinosaur.
So, like, I remember so, the certain bits from this I remember being really cool, like when Godzilla first comes out, like, and smashes
good
along
for
the
Godzilla.
Pier.
Good for Godzilla.
Godzilla's an outie.
Godzilla, our genderqueer queen.
Yeah. But yeah, when Godzilla's, like, smashing through the pier, that scene's really cool, and... Yeah.
And then
I remember
Godzilla
them blowing up the thing with the baby dinosaurs in it. Yeah.
And then Godzilla goes away for like an hour.
Godzilla goes away for a bit because Godzilla hides in New York.
Yep. Okay, so back it up. A studio went to someone and went, we need an opening credits for a film. What's it about? It's about Godzilla. He's a big lizard. And they go, okay. So they just found stock footage of lizards and yeah. military bases, and that was the only
Komodo
credits.
Dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big lizards.
Komodo dragons are lizards.
Just got me.
What? No, they're dragons. Don't be silly. It's in the name.
I just
they also have a really, really good respiratory system yeah. from memory.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we know quite a bit more about
Oh, no, it was their circulatory system.
Unusual amount of course.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't remember, boy, do I have the website for you.
I just like
we're the equivalent of Matthew Broderick in this, because he knows about radiation and worms, and we know about their circulatory system. We could have told
dragon.
Them that heat-locked missiles wouldn't work because it's cold-blooded.
Yeah, yeah it only took them blowing up the Chrysler building to work that one out.
If it's anything like the average Komodo dragon. I just love the opening credits of this film because clearly it was made by someone that had no idea what the rest of the film was about.
No.
And it doesn't match the vibe.
It doesn't match the vibe
all.
At all.
It really does. It's got the vibes of like a sort of spy thriller or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
But it's just shots of lizards and military bases.
Or like found footage kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Because they were testing nukes in French Polynesia.
Yeah.
It did make me check if I was watching the right Godzilla.
That awakened Godzilla.
Yeah. Well, Godzilla was a regular lizard, and the radiation made him big.
No, that's not the lore in this film. That's not the lore in any film. I looked it up, because I thought that as well. I thought he was a regular lizard that got hit by radiation, and instead of turning into one of the, like a superhero, he became a giant lizard monster.
Yeah, it's not in this one. In every other Godzilla, it's Godzilla was already a thing and the radiation wakes him up. But
yeah, the Godzilla
in this one, because he's talking about the worms and he's like, the radiation made the lizard bigger.
Even in this
made the worms
film,
bigger.
Even in this film, that's not true. Because
yeah, in the
they
film,
just
it's
never
not
tell you.
They don't really establish it. They just
no,
he
they,
was.
They do. This
they
is
establish that the worms got 17% bigger, but he is not 17% bigger than
well,
any.
You don't know what he was to begin with.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
But that it does establish it, because you have, like, the video of the Japanese man dying saying Godzilla, and then you have the woman going, it's not just Godzilla. Godzilla's like an ancient prehistoric monster. So they do establish that it is a prehistoric dinosaur that was awoken by radiation, and then they ignore
yeah,
that.
I guess the conclusion we must draw is that they do explain it, they do not explain it well.
No, they don't even explain it for a brief moment.
They explain it briefly in a film that's somehow 2 hours and 15 yeah. minutes long.
And then
it
do a bit of a racist
a
impression.
A slog. For an action thriller with a fucking dinosaur in it,
with
it's
a giant
a slog.
Lizard.
Yeah.
An ever-shifting sized lizard.
Oh yeah, the size changes so badly in this one.
That's a standard for monster movies. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
The ever-shifting size of the enemy is exactly what we want.
I do enjoy, in this film, the total and absolute
nonsense.
Rubbish, nonsense that is the US Army.
Yep.
Yeah.
They are fucking useless in this, and it is quite entertaining.
So we should actually talk about this film.
And yeah, not just as well as the there being the plot of Godzilla, there is a secondary sort of
there are multiple
plot around
subplots.
Worm guy and yeah, and French it cover
does up. It does the great thing that all of these kaiju movies is, where it tries to make you give a shit about these humans when you just want to see a big lizard wreck shit.
Big lizard.
And the only one that's successfully done it so far is Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah. But they crowbar in a love story.
Yeah, of course.
And it's the most annoying...
Oh, we were high school sweethearts and...
it's the most...
She left to be a journalist.
Is a cunt.
Yeah, she left to be a journalist, which is fair. Yeah. But they make her out to be a bad guy for doing it. To be fair, how
well,
she did
he asked
it was
her to. They were dating for 4 years. He asked her to marry him. She said, "I want to be a journalist instead."
Oh,
you know,
be a journalist
I think
York
it was a he. She wanted to move to New York. He didn't. They broke up. But he was more in love with her than she was with him.
Yeah, she went, and then she realizes that actually her life was bad without. This film was written by a nerd, and you can tell. Because it's full on
big
like
nerd vibes.
It's got
a nerd
intense.
Who doesn't know shit about Godzilla as well.
She was like, it was full on nerd vibes because it's like she wanted to go be her own thing and she regretted it. She regretted not being with him.
She is continually punished for her past sins in this film,
which is like trying to have her own career, which she has to apologize for. This
and even then she's trying to have her own career and the guy that she works for is just the worst. And I'm sad that he didn't get eaten by Godzilla.
I really thought he was going to die because of how foul he is.
I hope he wished he would have. Yeah. But this film is written by a nerd.
But
and
Kent
like
yeah, her comeuppance isn't actually important. Like, her revenge isn't important.
No.
Yeah, she quits
this
her job.
Whole film is about punishing her until she gets back with him.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like she left him to go do a career, and it turns out her boss is an awful guy, and that's her fault.
Yeah, and in order for her to get a promotion, this guy basically comes on to her, and he's like, "Well, if you want a promotion, you're gonna have to come out with me to dinner."
Yeah, and she's like, "You know, it's all like it's always framed as her fault. Like she made that decision to go."
Well,
to
it's
New
like
York.
She knew he was a slime bag, so it's her fault that he's a slime bag.
Yeah, this film was written by a fucking nerd. Didn't get a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's really quite misogynistic because the only other woman.
Yeah.
Well, there's two. There's the wife, and she is just wife. But there's the
she's
the
a nice person. She is a nice person. Yeah. The wife is such a lovely person.
But the redhead that's the other zoologist scientist nuclear scientist is weird, really like overtly sexual.
Yep, and like really wants to sleep with worm guy.
Yeah.
I was about to say there was another woman in this, but actually, my memory is wrong. I thought that in this film, the big twist was Godzilla is a woman.
No, Godzilla's still a guy.
Godzilla's still a dude, just reproduces asexually.
Yes.
Because I was like, it's you know, it's the whole, but actually, the doctor was a woman.
The whole time. No, they couldn't even go that far because the writer is a misogynist. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was going to be like... the Godzilla's actually a woman and trying to find a place to lay eggs, and so there's a man Godzilla somewhere too.
Nope.
No, because it was written by that much of a virgin that the only way they could have kids.
Yeah, Godzilla
is asexually.
Godzilla is a creature that produces asexually and is a genetic clone of the thing before it because it is born pregnant.
Yeah.
But also, still only referred to as a he throughout the entire film.
Yeah, it was weird because it's...
That's why I thought the twist was, it's a female Godzilla.
It's a
Because they're saying he the whole time, but no.
No. They continue to say he even after... It's so strange because it's like, no, Godzilla... Because it's not like... in the strangest way
Were they worried that they were treading on Jurassic Park's toes?
Oh, maybe, but this probably. Whole film is fucking Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like...
But I love the idea that they're born pregnant. That's fucking terrifying.
And with eggs as well. Yeah. And that many eggs too. Like, where were they?
They
also,
are genetic...
Where do they come from? Because there's a bit where Matthew Broderick, he's standing there and he's behind Godzilla and Godzilla's eating some fish. He could totally see that Godzilla sea, but, you know,
or, no,
just glossed over it.
It's a Godzillick.
Godzilla.
Well, it'd be a cloaca, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the just weird, because it means that they're genetic clones. They're purely identical.
Yeah,
to gods.
There's no evolution.
They can still, well,
just...
no, you can still mutate.
Yeah, through radiation.
Yeah, through radiation.
Yeah.
But they only get
that's
the
how
one...
they get bigger.
But they only
yeah,
have,
so
like,
yeah.
the genes
so it's,
from...
it's kind of not incest, but it's not...
Well, there's only, like, the genes yeah. from a single thing. There's no, like, external... apart from radiation. There's no external force changing that. I mean, it has, like, 100 children.
Yeah, it has a stadium's worth of small dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Madison Square Gardens, which is neither square or a garden.
Has Madison...
Isn't
it has...
Oh.
Has a Madison Square Gardens worth of children.
Yeah.
That's about 3 apples high.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's about the size of 100 Smurfs.
Smurfs, yeah.
But yeah, this is like, this film is so... I was really hoping, because I watched this film as a kid, I remember enjoying it, but I remember enjoying the action scenes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like too.
Really disappointed with how just like... boringly misogynistic is and like bizarrely it's misogynistic in like the strangest way.
Yeah, it's really yeah, it's one of those ones where it's like it feels like they didn't have a single female writer that was allowed to voice their opinion.
Yeah,
on the whole,
because there are
project.
So many ways that they could have just been like fixed it and they just didn't.
Yeah.
They were afraid to call Godzilla a girl at any point. Can't do that. Refer to it as he. It's so... And the other overtly sexual scientist falls in love with Worm Guy.
Yeah, and it's like not even like it's like straight away. Like as soon as she notices that he's male and I guess young.
Yeah.
She's all over him and in like it's quite predatory because yeah, it is. It's like it's not flattering. It's not subtle.
Yeah, but
I guess at least they don't make out.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't have a good personality.
No,
he's just
he's
I do
clearly
science
spent
on
too much time with worms.
He's the blandest man you've ever seen.
He spent 3 years getting worms from Chernobyl.
Yeah,
and that's it. That's his that's his whole backstory.
That's his whole, he knows radiation because of worms.
Oh, this week in Helena Regrets Her Degree. Yeah, finally used my degree for the podcast where I got to read that they're in Chernobyl slightly quicker than the film tells you that they're in Chernobyl.
You mean on the sign where it says in Russian Chernobyl and then in English Chernobyl?
Yep.
And then it tells you on the
but
screen.
I read top down.
Later.
So I knew it first.
Yeah.
And I understood the bits that weren't in subtitles.
Yeah. And then later. I love that it shows you a sign that says, assumedly in Russian or Ukrainian, Chernobyl, and then in English Chernobyl, and then he drives into it, and then at the bottom of the screen it gives you a little subtitle of Chernobyl, Ukraine.
Yeah. it's gotta make sure to tell you. Yeah.
I was so happy with it. I love it when they tell you where they are 4 times before the film even starts.
I like that they really think you've already checked out.
Yeah. And then I love that it puts all of that effort into telling you they're at Chernobyl, Ukraine, and then immediately cuts to New York.
Yeah, it's like they're there, and then he's being picked up, and now he's in Panama,
and now he's in
Jamaica, and now New York City.
New York City.
Yeah, I was going to say he doesn't go straight to New York, does he? French Polynesia.
Yeah,
first?
It's like because it's French Polynesia is where the nuclear testing was.
Yeah,
the bad nuclear testing. That's what they want to make people aware because
by the French.
nuclear testing. None of that good.
Testing, yep.
To be fair, Americans have done plenty of nuclear testing, but they also did a lot of it in America.
Yep.
Also a bad idea.
But yeah, he's sort of shipped off and they're like, he's talking about worms being 17% bigger and the army guy's like, well, whatever this thing is way bigger. Here's your sample. And he's like, I can't see it. It's like, you're standing in it. You'll only know that when the camera zooms out and he's in a big footprint.
Hated it. Also, I feel like Godzilla is the ultimate example of how different nations look at things like radiation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, this is the only one where Godzilla isn't seen as a hero that's been made by America.
Yeah. Godzilla is, like, bad radiation. Like, radiation makes monsters.
Yeah.
I wonder where
and
that
all
is.
Of the Japanese movies are, like, oh, this radiation has made a monster that's destroying the cities. How weird. And then, I mean, the newest American ones, which is why we're doing this film, because we thought we'd, you know, get in with the timing of that new one.
Yep.
Is Godzilla's a hero and he's going to protect us against the other monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of similar to Giant Shark versus Mega Octopus as well, where it's like, how do you take down a giant monster with another giant monster?
Yeah.
And then you've solved at least one of your problems.
Well, you've solved like one and a half, because the other giant monster isn't going to be strong enough to fight.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, you hope. You hope it isn't an easy fight. But this is just them dealing with Godzilla, and like shit Godzilla as well. Like, not even Godzilla with the cool powers.
No, it's just Godzilla that it's just is big a big lizard. Dinosaur.
It's just big lizard.
And like,
boy.
It doesn't even have the flame, like laser breath thing.
Yeah.
At one point, it maybe has flame breath, or it's just blowing on cars and a car blows up. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I was a bit confused with that shot. I was like, did he just make a car explode? Or is it just a 90s movie where the car explodes?
I think that in the original story, and like partway through filming, they gave him fire breath, or like laser breath. And then they realised that actually it would make the story very difficult to tell, because he would just be too powerful.
Because, you know, the story of this one is no one's listening to the scientist who has found out that actually this Godzilla is hiding in the city and has laid a fuckload of eggs somewhere.
Well, because
he's nesting, and they're like, okay, that's bad. But then he gets taken off the case.
But he is a man, Godzilla. He cannot be nesting. But we will kill him, and then Godzilla is dealt with.
He's a boy lizard.
Yeah, he doesn't have a girl lizard to have sex with.
Are you saying that? Because they shoot at him a lot. They shoot at Godzilla a lot. Because
they miss Godzilla a lot.
Well,
they never learn. There's also... Godzilla a lot. I was very surprised. Part of me was very surprised that, you know, a film from 1998 featured some of the buildings in New York blowing up.
Yeah.
Then realized partway through they actually have a line where they're like, this is the worst disaster since the World Trade Center bombings. And I'm like, yeah, that's why they didn't, like, show the World Trade Center being destroyed in this film then.
Yeah.
Because it's something that had already been attacked before, you know, 3 years later.
But yeah, so he finds blood from Godzilla, and the US military are like, good, it bleeds, we can kill it.
Mm.
Okay.
And he's like, we've got to lure it out. But because he finds out it's pregnant because somehow they produce the same hormone.
Yep, he does a pregnancy test.
Yeah. It's just a test because, they lure it out with fish because they're trying to find out where the fuck it is, and they feed it. And then he's like, hang on. We just fed it fish so it can feed its young, because it is pregnant.
Yeah, because it didn't just eat the fish, it sort of dragged the fish through the subway.
And then Audrey, who is the female reporter character, like, finally meets up with him and is chatting, and is like...
She bumps into him when he's buying, like, 10 packs of pregnancy tests.
Yeah, because she keeps on seeing him on the news, and she's like, oh my god, it's him!
We also have, like, the weird scene where... She's just kind of... Well, no, it's later. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about that when we get to it.
Yeah. We're flying through this one. It's fine.
it's so... Like, this film has so much... It's 2.5 hours long, but, like, fuck nothing happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and there's a lot
of
the same shit happening over and over, which is, like, the most boring way to have a long film.
Because it's just Godzilla doing stuff, and then Godzilla disappears. And they're like, oh, Godzilla's hiding in New York. No. Godzilla's like size of the buildings in New York.
Godzilla's hiding in New York. Where could it be? Hang on. Oh, it's decided to use the subway tunnels and is burrowing underground. The buildings would be collapsing.
Yeah. This is it. It's like, oh, but it's hiding. No, it is. And again, it's that shifting monster size.
Sometimes it's hides. It's small enough to go in the metro system in the tunnels. And then sometimes it's ripping through.
It's as big as a... Literally,
it's bigger than a...
Big as
a
ship. Yeah.
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 This is like, fine.
Yeah. Like, I enjoyed the sort of Godzilla moments, but the human moments are just...
Yeah, it's great when Godzilla's in Godzilla.
Yeah. Godzilla's in Godzilla. There's that bit where Godzilla's being chased by helicopters and then tricks them into facing one way so it can do a sneak attack through a building and...
Yeah. Clever girl.
I like it when he jumps and chomps them as well.
Yeah.
crouches down and chomps them. Sneaky chomp.
Yeah.
Godzilla has a club. It feels like this film is doing so much to avoid Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like, It's doing it's everything.
It's like the small Godzillas are definitely like the Velociraptors. And...
Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah, because they're kind of clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And horrible.
And small dinosaurs that they can be attacked by. And then they. Oh, fuck. Skipping to near the end of the film.
Yeah, please do.
So you know when they're trying to escape from Madison Square Gardens, and they're like, if we manage to get out, we'll be fine. And then there's loads and loads of little Godzillas in front of the way out. Yeah. Gremlins 2.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Well, the idea is that, like, because they're all born pregnant, that if they get out, there'll be, like, 14,000 by the end of the year. And he says,
because they'll just keep multiplying.
The funniest line.
There's no established, like... That like they're tiny in comparison to their mum.
Yeah, yeah, they're gross.
I mean, dad.
Squirts.
Sorry. And
both
genderless parent.
Why do they think it's going to be that difficult? Like, no offense, but these dinosaurs are going to stand out.
Also, like, how quick do they grow? Does he think they grow?
Yeah,
like their growth is insane. They'd
and,
have
like
to
if they don't have a steady access to a steady stream of food.
Yeah. They'd have to eat so much food to maintain that growth that quickly.
Yeah. And it depends on, like, you know, if the Americans were... In most films now where they're like, there's a problem in New York City, let's nuke it. If they nuked this one, they'd make the problem worse.
Yeah. It'd just get stronger.
Yeah. That's why they just have normal bombs so and attack Godzilla with a submarine.
Yep.
They meet in the pharmacy. He's buying pregnancy tests. She's like...
back here.
She's like, oh yeah, that's a normal thing for people to do, and he's like, yeah, I'll show you what I'm doing. Right. And she's like, are you still angry? And he's like, well, yeah, obviously I'm still angry. Like, just because it's been 8 years doesn't mean I'm still like I'm not still pissed with you. Yeah. I can move on with my life and still be cross that you literally ghosted me.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, you've ruined my life.
And then he was like, oh, they're pregnant. And he's obviously doing that scientist thing of like, I'm so excited, I'll just tell the person who's next to me.
Yeah.
Mm. Even though he knows she's a, he thinks she's a reporter at the time. Because she's got the reporter badge stuff on. Because the city's been evacuated.
Yeah.
But not quite. There's still taxi drivers and the press.
It's been like evacuated vaguely.
It's sort of like
lockdown. Evacuated so when
it's like,
Godzilla
you have to go unless you don't
wrecks
really
buildings.
Want... Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no children like crying out of the hollowed out houses.
And then it's so they can have the bit where all the people are like, Godzilla was killed by that submarine. We want to go home. It's fine.
Yeah.
And the mayor being like, I don't know what to do.
This is a long term plan though.
Oh yeah, but... the mayor B story is or C story or whatever is not it's not worth mentioning. It's not good.
He likes sweets, struggling with organizing it, that's it. So yeah, he tells her about the pregnant dinosaur, and he's like,
and then leaves.
The kind of when he tells the military, they go, ah.
Yeah, and she also steals a tape that he has from...
So when he goes to tell them...
French secret service in this as well.
Yeah. And they're all called Jean something.
Yeah. The best characters.
And the main actor is called Jean Reno.
The best characters in the entire film is the French actors save this film.
Yeah.
The French special service save this movie. They are hilarious. Yeah, he goes off to tell the military. The military kind of shrug and go, ah.
Yeah,
he's
they're
a
like,
boy,
a dude.
Can't have babies. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. We'll instead lure it into Central Park and shoot it, and then shoot it with a submarine when it dives in the river. It's fine.
Yeah, shooting it hasn't worked, so our plan is to shoot it.
Well, what if we shoot it more?
Mm-hmm. Like, it bled last time, so if we just do more of that,
if we just keep doing that, it'll bleed enough to stop. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because like even the first time when it comes out and it's eating the fish, and Matthew Broderick just has a little moment with it where he's like, yeah, this is just a big animal.
Yeah.
Cool. And then it accidentally stands on something and they lose contact with the army. And so the army are like, fucking kill it.
Yeah. Like, but that's like, that's the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, she takes the tape, shows the world.
But she wants it to be her, she wants her big break. She thinks that if she...
Yeah, she's
this...
still like journalist brain. She wants
and it's
to be
the, it's
honest.
The tape is the is the... flyover tape that we see of the original Godzilla footage in French Polynesia.
Yeah.
And the Japanese guy saying Godzilla. She manages to find a tape with the exact shots from the movie on it.
Yeah.
Which is useful.
Yeah. We don't ask who was filming that footage whilst it was happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, she gives it to her boss. Her boss is like her story. He takes it, runs it as his story. She sits in her room crying, which really annoyed me. I was so angry at that. She's such a badly written character. And it makes me so
mad. She's so useless about the fact that he stole from her.
Yeah, she's just like, I wasted my career.
This guy was a sleazy dirtbag and he's done a sleazy dirtbag thing. Whoever saw that coming?
But then she's like, I ruined my life. I want the man that I loved back and I threw him away for a career that was never going to happen. I'm like, this was written by a nerd.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the art...
They're angry at him for leaking the tape, even though
he gets fired from his worm guy at army.
Yep, head worm guy. Yeah. I really wanted him to stand up and be like, "You can kick me out, but no one knows about irradiated worms like I do."
And they're like, "My guy, this is a big lizard, not a big worm."
He's like, "Ah, you got me."
But instead, he gets picked up by the French characters. And then they believe him, and so they're like, yep, let's go in, let's try and find this nest and blow it up.
Yeah, and her camera guy, who has like the nicest wife in the world, she's like, he's like, oh, I don't know why all these people are here, and she's like, well, they needed a place, they can't go back to New York, they needed a place to stay, so I brought them here. You're like, she's lovely. She's so nice and just kind of charitable. And he's like, oh, we're going to go, I'm going to go and film whatever the French people are doing.
Yeah, he says that to the reporter.
Crying woman.
Girl. Crying woman, main love interest.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'll go with you. And they go and follow
them.
Well,
she's like, oh, there's no, I'm not going to go. And then he's like, well, I'm going. So you're either coming with me or you're not. But this could be your story. This could be your big break.
Yeah. I like Camera Guy. He's nice.
Yeah, he's
a
nice.
Good character.
Funny
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Because he gets into Madison Square Garden and he's like, oh my god.
Yeah, he's like, this is where the Knicks shower.
Great. I love that. When they give characters actual personalities, like him and the French head French guy.
Yeah.
They're great. They're really funny.
Because they're actually quite charismatic.
Yeah. But everyone else is so bland.
Yeah. So they break in sort of through the subway, and because there's only two of them, it's easier, I guess. Yeah, but then the French Secret Service break in with Worm Dude by pretending to be American.
Yep.
Yeah. Chewing by gum.
They're like
gum.
Chewing gum and doing bad Elvis Presley impersonations.
Yeah.
Which I think is supposed to be a joke about the French, but is definitely comes across as about a joke about Americans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. At no point do the French guys seem like the bad people in any of these situations.
No. But yeah, they manage to get in. They sneak through. The only way they can get in and try and find the nest is by going into the destroyed like subway stations and kind of following the trail back.
Yeah. And they end up at Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah.
And it's
Which
full
is
of
a
eggs.
Circular concert venue, not it's... a square garden.
it's to the brim with Godzilla eggs.
Yeah, because he's like, oh. There's three. Oh, maybe there's at least 20, and then it kind of zooms out, and it's like whole stadium.
Good God, there's hundreds.
Yeah, fair play to her. Like he's been busy.
Yeah,
yeah, busy shitting out eggs.
No wonder vanished for like half the movie.
Yeah, he was watching the Knicks play.
Yeah, ticket.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, we need to tell the world, but there's no way of... All the signal's been blocked for some reason. For shrugging.
We've only got a bit of C4. We can't blow up all of them. So let's go. They managed to collide with Audrey and
everyone
cameraman.
Meets up, and then they go to the broadcast
the press station.
Room.
Yeah.
And...
Because that's hardwired, but it's like... It's one of those things as well where it's like some things work, some things don't, because of how much like Godzilla's like wrecked the place.
It's late 90s tech jargon, it's fine. Yeah.
No, I'm a big fan that she just says, oh, it works on internet. It works on internet. And it's
I thought it was intranet.
In. I don't. It was just bizarre. It was such a weird, like... But yeah, she says, like, okay, and they run along, and instead of immediately going... There are dinosaur eggs in this. Look at how fucking many they are. Yeah. She's like, hi, welcome to the show. I just wanted to tell you, reporter, here's Worm Guy to tell us more. Like, yeah. Just point yeah. at the eggs and go, look, and like, eggs!
Yeah, because they have to, like, broadcast it to this specific guy to try and get him to put it on as well.
Yeah,
and so they're like, well, we'll show him the eggs.
The military are...
Yeah, like, they'll kind of watch.
It's to get a message out to the military, but for some reason it's presented like it's just a general news update.
Yeah.
So just try it's and like, tell them
it's trying to. Because at this point, all the citizens of New York are like, we want to go back to Manhattan to our houses because Big Godzilla's been killed by that submarine.
Yeah, yeah, they think they've got rid of it, and the army's celebrating. They think they got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, just go. Just.
And they're like, no, look, there's lots of babies here. And so they're like, cool, we'll bomb Madison Square Gardens. You've got 6 minutes to get out. All this happening while they're running away from baby Godzillas, which are eating popcorn.
Yeah. It is very Gremlins.
Is it popcorn or Cheez-Its?
It's very Gremlins either way.
Yeah.
This bit's very Gremlins.
Yeah. The scene that's really cringy where he's like in the lift, because the lift still works, obviously.
Yeah.
And he goes up to a floor, and then it's just this pack of Godzilla babies chowing down.
Yeah.
It looks like Cheez-Its and popcorn and other stuff. And he just goes, wrong floor, and presses the close button.
Lazy. And when they're running away, he like throws a thing of gumballs down so they all slip and slide on it.
This film is tonally all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what it's trying to have is comedic relief.
Yeah.
But it's actually just kind of badly done and jarring.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not good.
There's one bit coming up which I did genuinely find funny, though. So they manage to get out. They shoot the chandeliers so they can get out. And then Madison Square Gardens is bombed by the military, so it's blown up all the things. And then Nick and Audrey have a kiss, and they're like having a little smoochy time. And then it just cuts to the cameraman and the French guy. And he's like, so...
Yeah, I like that. That was funny.
Yeah. But then, Big Godzilla, not dead, comes out the top of Madison Square Gardens. He's like, oi, you fucking killed my babies.
You killed my babies.
Godzilla pissed now.
And chases them.
And managed to get back there, I guess, underground, not being seen.
Yep.
Very quiet, giant dinosaur.
Yeah, dead in a river.
This is the chase scene and everything is why I think they took the laser breath off.
Yeah.
Where they got rid of it.
And this is why I thought there were maybe two big Godzillas and they'd killed one, but the mum was still here, aren't they?
Just the one.
But no. So they steal a taxi and
kill Godzilla.
Drive away from Godzilla for a bit.
Oh, man. And this taxi is sturdy.
Yeah. he manages to, he throws like a taxi number plate thing to the military guys so they can talk on the radio because they have their own frequency or some shit.
It's so unneeded. It's such unneeded detail in this film.
Yeah. And they manage to get past Godzilla by flashing the lights and it goes,
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, let's go on a cable bridge. And I'm like, cool, they're going to use the bridge to trap Godzilla. This is kind of smart. But Godzilla surprises them and eats the taxi for a bit.
Yep.
And so he shoves an electric cable into Godzilla's gums. Because Godzilla, not electricity proof.
No, radiant resistant, not...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They
manage to drive off, and the suspension cables of Brooklyn Bridge trap Godzilla. And now they can shoot it with the missiles.
Yeah, he's trapped in the cables.
Yeah. And then as Godzilla's dying, Nick is... that's his character's name, by the way. Broderick is like...
Ferris.
Yeah,
Worm Guy.
He's like, here's a sad moment because it's raining. It's raining during the whole fucking film, but it's raining. And
the film
like,
is so blue.
It has to rain because otherwise, you know, you'd see how shit Godzilla looks. Like Godzilla doesn't look too bad in some scenes because it's raining.
Yeah,
another scene that they took from Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
but yeah, the Godzilla's just dying, and he's like, oh, this is sad. It was just a big animal trying to survive.
Yeah.
Oh no. Well, it's dead.
Well, the thing is, you can't really leave Godzilla alive.
No.
No, I can understand feeling bad about killing him, but it's like it's the better of two bad choices.
It had to be done. Like, and on that,
an animal, it can't survive in the modern world.
No.
Like, it's, no. It doesn't have the food source. It'll kill. It's a danger to the environment. To, like, the any ecosystem you put it in. It's
technically an invasive species.
100 is the most invasive species.
Yeah.
Apart from, like,
even if you did let it live, you'd have to put a tracker on it. And, like, every fishing boat in the world would have to have connection to that tracker.
Yeah.
It's just, nah, it had to die. Yeah.
So what you're saying is Godzilla isn't worth the hassle.
Godzilla's just not worth the hassle of keeping around.
You've got to make sure Godzilla dies.
And you can't put
it in... And then you don't have to worry about more Godzillas because Godzilla's dead and we blew up all the eggs.
Yep, they're definitely all gone. They're
definitely all gone. And I remember, as a kid watching this, that final shot of, oh, there's an egg left and there's a secret Godzilla egg that's cracking. I was like, that is the coolest shit I have ever seen. And now I'm like, yeah, it's the last egg. Sequel tease that didn't happen because at the time everyone was like, this is shit.
This is not good.
I don't remember watching this as a kid. I think it just, I don't know. It came out a little bit too early for me to see it organically. And no one thought, oh yeah, let's show her this Godzilla film.
Yeah, that's fair.
I did watch it with Jim a little while ago and was like, this is not good. But I only like half watched it, so I did go in thinking, this might not be bad.
I definitely say the memories I had of this were like the action sequences and the sequences with Godzilla in, and not the whole first 20 minutes where it's him going to different parts of the world going, there was a Godzilla here.
You have teenage boy memories of it.
Mm.
Yes.
Where you go, action scenes, great.
Really
and
cool
there's
bits,
a
not,
girl.
And there's a girl. Not,
you know. And I remember being like, oh, they've got to get out of the place full of the eggs in a certain time, but they've got to get past the dinosaurs, and it's really tense because are they going to make it?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's of course that's the only bit you'd remember from this film. No one's watching this film going, I like the bit where he has the worms.
I like the bit where he reads the taxi number out.
Yeah, because that's really smart as what he had to do. Also, I have to say, this film had the fucking worst after credits music I've ever heard.
What was it? I turned it off so as soon as I could.
It was like a weird remix of, I can't remember the name of the song, but it had some shit rapping over it, mixed in with Godzilla rules.
Well, so it's not up there with the Mortal Kombat theme.
So they kind of tried to do the Will Smith thing of having them rap over the soundtrack, but they just used Godzilla.
They just mean... Well, they've got to get the main character rapping.
So it's Come With Me by Puff Daddy. Yeah. It's Led Zeppelin's Kashmir, like the guitar bit.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I remember it being like the theme tune being like something very well known.
Like that bit, recognisable.
How very 2000s.
Really, you know.
Bit on the nose.
Shit, really, really shit rapping over it. And then, just mixed in Godzilla
Daddy.
Roars.
A bit shit, though, even for the fairly low bar.
Didn't he then become P. Diddy and all sorts and also a bit of a dodgy guy?
Don't worry, I'm not here leaping to his defence.
Oh, no.
One bit I did like, just before we finish, okay. I did like when they are tracking Godzilla and they're trying to get him to go and eat the fish the first time, and they just have like a tracker on a very 90s tech thing, it's the big picture of the fish.
Yeah,
and the tracker just gets closer and closer to the big fish.
Yeah.
I like how many times in the first part of this movie when people see Godzilla, they do the dolly zoom.
Because
it happens so many times, like a noticeable amount of times.
I just don't understand why they kept calling Godzilla he. Because there is no reason for them to call Godzilla he.
There's no reason to. Unless the twist was, yes, Godzilla is a female, and then that's why it laid eggs, which is what I thought it was, not...
Second boy
Godzilla. That would have been, actually secretly two, and that's why,
but even
that's why
that,
it's nested, and that's why they're different sizes.
But if something can reproduce, it kind of, you know.
Yeah.
The sex is female.
It was just strange. It was so, and just the writer is a nerd.
Yeah, it's the late 90s. They're not going to refer to Godzilla as they, them, unfortunately.
Girl, God, look. Godzilla is our gender fluid queen.
Yeah.
And peak representation for, honestly...
Non-binary parents?
Peak representation for queer people. Big, angry, destroy cities.
Maybe
has flame breath.
Permanently misgendered.
And powered up by radiation.
And powered by radiation. Godzilla, the gender fluid queen. The representation.
I'd watch that movie.
That is not just needed. The representation the world needs right now.
Yeah, I mean, what I haven't really ever been into Godzilla films.
No, neither
have I.
It's just one of those genres that I kind of skipped because I was like...
You mean Wokezilla?
Yeah. Dumb. I've seen some. Like, I've seen the newer sort of, like, American ones. And yeah, I went to the cinema to see Godzilla Minus One back in December. That was really good.
Yeah. I watched the one with... Is it Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, 2014 one. Yeah.
Watch that.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty good. And, like, the sequels and that, and Godzilla vs. Kong, surprisingly fun movie of just two big things beating the shit out of each other. Those kind of, like, they're fun movies in a way, or, like, yeah, like Godzilla Minus One, it is a very kind of, like, surprisingly heartfelt movie that's got a Godzilla in it. I mean, as we know from last time we did a big monster movie, I was definitely more of a King Kong fan.
Godzilla feels like it's a heartfelt action franchise.
Yeah.
Like, it's an action franchise with artistic merit, is what Godzilla kind of... rest of the... Not this one.
No.
But, like, the other one, it's action franchise with artistic merit. Because all of them seem to be, like, to a degree, have artistic presence. Not this one.
Which is why they really, I think I've mentioned it before. If they'd have made a film which was Godzilla 1998 versus Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Yeah.
I mean, Godzilla would win because Peter Jackson's King Kong's just a big gorilla. Godzilla is fucking huge.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. King Kong changes sizes about 100 times in that movie.
Yeah, but if you can compare King Kong running around New York in that film to
at the end of the film, he's fucking massive for some reason.
Yeah, he'd be climbing up the skyscrapers just to get eye level of Godzilla.
That's a much more fascinating fight, though.
Yeah,
I'm here for watching teeny tiny Godzilla RKO. A giant
he's just
Godzilla.
Scrappy.
Yeah, he's just scrappy. He's got opposable thumbs.
Yeah. Oh, he just, like, digs his thumbs into Godzilla's eyes.
Yeah, I want that. I want, like, a really brutal fight between Godzilla and, like,
Peter Jackson King Kong.
Yeah, I want, like, brutal realism fight.
Blood, guts, and bone.
Yeah, between King Kong and a medium-sized King Kong and Godzilla.
Yeah.
I also want Wokezilla. I want Wokezilla that's they, them monster.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm aware, there's no other Godzilla film where Godzilla lays eggs to have baby Godzillas.
No.
Because in other things, it's just, nothing like the Godzilla
monster,
in this.
Maybe.
Like, I like the design of the monster in this, but I think it is just Big Lizard, not Godzilla.
It's Big Lizard, but it does border on dinosaur.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
yeah,
on T-Rex, kind of, but not quite. Because it's still got big front arms, but
it feels like they made it too close to the T-Rex in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And had to tone it down.
Yeah, lengthen those arms out.
Yeah. Make him less T-Rex-y.
But if it looked like a T-Rex, like, it wouldn't be able... How would it swim?
Yeah.
With its tail.
But it's just these little arms out, like...
You know...
Actually, T-Rexes can swim. Have you not seen the Planet Earth-style documentary about the dinosaurs on Apple?
Yeah, a lot of lizards swim, and they have little arms.
They had hollow bones, so they could swim.
Oh, God. Okay, yep, sorry. I forgot you guys were dinosaur kids.
No, I watched this recently. There was that...
A lot of just lizards swim.
Yeah.
They flatten their bodies out and swim with their tails.
Yeah, but most lizards aren't, like... like T-Rex shape.
Yeah.
With the top, well, no, with the big old legs and then the little
they do the little,
tiny arms.
Little swims.
They do have yeah, a little the, but they use their tails to like propel them and they
it just
yeah.
they look like they're too booty heavy.
Well, yeah.
They look like they've got hollow bones.
Again, that's not the issue with Godzilla. Godzilla watch isn't the... doing... Do you reckon Godzilla's doing, like, the doggy paddle? How do you... Godzilla's out there doing the breaststroke. No, tail propulsion.
I guess yeah. what this is showing is that I know very little about both lizards and dinosaurs, but I also don't know a lot about swimming.
You know that scene in this Godzilla where he's, like, fishing and... the Godzilla's like coming towards him and it's just creating that like wave wake thing.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but like, and then he starts to come above the water and he's just doing the breaststroke. Big breaststroke Godzilla.
Yeah, he's doing the mum at the leisure centre breaststroke where he's keeping his head above water the entire time.
Yeah.
His hair wet.
No, but like full force, like, that's so funny. Oh, fucking backstroke Godzilla. He's getting
that
away.
That makes sense. Snip, breathe out of his little snoot.
Yeah. He's getting away. He's doing the breaststroke, sir. So he's doggy paddling. I believe Godzilla is mocking us.
Four fancy helicopters that destroy far more buildings than they yeah. do Godzilla's.
Yeah.
Because that was honestly the most entertaining part for me, was when they were shooting everything except the lizard.
Yeah, just blowing up buildings and... Like, when they're chasing Godzilla, firing machine guns the whole time, and it's like... That's the only reason they evacuated the city, was so when you're watching this, you're not like, they just killed thousands of people. Yeah.
Also, like, I know that there's a lot of training that goes into the military so that you follow orders and everything like that, which is all gruesome or whatever, but how pissed off would you be if you were told you're going to fight this giant lizard and you're given a machine gun?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, and what like, are you supposed to
while,
do with that?
After a while shooting at you, you'd be like, I'm going to stop shooting.
Yeah.
It's clearly doing? Not doing anything.
Yeah.
I think four. I think I'd go with four. Four butterfly stroking. Godzilla. Poor Godzilla's doing
oh
the
God, butterfly is hectic.
Hell yeah, it's chaotic. It's a really weird...
I still think that it's made up and no one actually ever did it seriously and then it accidentally became a thing.
Yeah. Can you imagine being on like a boat, on like a ship, on like a fishing ship, and you're like, there's something in the water out in the distance, and it like bubbles up, and then it's just splashing. It's just so much splashing. This is exhausting.
Yeah, that sounds like Pokemon.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just giant monsters just like butterfly stroking towards you.
Godzilla is just a Magikarp that finally evolved.
It just got stuck then, becoming a Gyarados.
He finally gets towards you, and you're like, mate, you could have swum much more efficiently than that.
He's just
what
exhausted. He's just he gets you and leans on the side of the boat, like, give me a minute.
Yeah, I think I would also give this a four. Four really overplayed jokes about the main character's surname because it just didn't land any time.
Oh. Was it Totopolis or something?
It's Totopolis, and every character that meets him is like Topodopodopolis, and it's like that's just you know racism. Yes, yeah.
It's weirdly anti-Greek.
Yeah. Don't watch this one.
Don't watch the movie.
You don't have
to. Jurassic Park.
Watch Jurassic Park or movie. Like the new Godzillas or
literally watch
Pacific
any
Rim
other
that's really good.
Watch literally any other Godzilla.
Or is it?
Yeah, no Pacific Rim's good. Good
film. Dan won't let us do that one because if we tell him it's not good, he might kill us.
I remember how much he liked it when we were younger.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a good thing.
We can do Pacific Rim
you
at
don't
some
have
point.
The best track record, Dan.
Yeah, no, I really don't.
well,
yeah.
Another day, another terrible movie, another memory destroyed.
Yeah, this we had fun out. While it lasted, watching like Pitch Perfect and shit. We had to get back to this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah, leave us a review, that kind of thing. I already said I've been Dan, so
I've been Helen.
I've been Michael.
Sorry, yeah. I did that out of order. That was really rude of me.
Fine,
how
I don't mind.
Dare you? We need to re-record the whole episode now.
Oh, wait, you guys were recording?
Well, you can hopefully find this podcast on social media at HiltonPod. That's at HiltonPod. We're on Discord as well. Come and tell us what your history with Godzilla and things like that is.
And TikTok. We're on TikTok.
Yeah, we're on TikTok
as well.
We're down
with the kids.
Yeah, we're posting little clips of
this podcast.
This podcast, yeah. Yeah.
All we need is a template to go viral and we'll be made.
Yep. Exactly. We'll have one viral TikTok video and it'll get us 3 more listeners. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But we do also have a Patreon, so you can support the show. Helps us, unfortunately, keep watching movies like this. But what special thing are we going to be doing for Patreon this week?
Godzilla's swimming school.
We're going to train lizards to swim.
No, I mean, the original Godzilla was just a guy in a suit.
Yeah,
so...
the lizards are going to train people to swim. The one big going to get a lizard, blast it with radiation. That's going to teach everyone how to swim.
Nice. We'll need a big microwave. We'll have to get Styropyro to make us a big microwave beam.
Don't put your lizards in the microwave to give them powers.
Don't put your lizards in the microwave.
No, because you'll end up with a Godzilla.
They become giant killing machines that lay eggs.
The Godzilla roar from this one specifically is burnt into my mind because I had this like toy from this movie that was a Godzilla head and it made that exact roar.
Yeah, there was a series of Godzilla toys that just made that horrible scream.
Yeah.
I remember it fondly.
Exactly.
I think I had one of the little raptor babies that did it.
Hmm.
Birmingham are currently drawing 1-1 with Hull. Just to keep you guys updated.
Wow, fascinating.
Very nice. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Which one are they drawing?
There's an art competition.
Yeah.
Between Birmingham City and Hull City.
Yeah, to see who can draw one the fastest. It's a line.
I'm watching the new eSport Photoshop.